Hey y'all, hey! Welcome back to another episode of Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Patareal, and I am here with another letter from one of our good sisters who just wants some feedback. It seems that she's already made up her mind, but she just wants some feedback. So let's just buckle up, get ready. Let's chop it up and give this good sister the feedback that she deserves and that she's asking for. But I'm going to warn you, this isn't something that we haven't heard before publicly. Yes, we've heard this before. Yes. Now, I personally don't have a point of reference as to what we are about to discuss, okay? Would never want to be put in this position, but I want you to visualize how you would handle it or how you would process, you know, what this good sister is experiencing and how you would move forward. And I just want to remind you that if you have a particular issue or something going on that you would like for me to provide feedback, don't be shy. You can do what many others have done. Find any one of my social media platforms and inbox me. I keep it anonymous. I do not read names. And even the names that have been read before have been fictitious. And you can also visit my website, inbox me over there, or email me at my official email address, which is divaspeaksofficial@gmail.com. Remember that, divaspeaksofficial@gmail.com. That is my official email address. And if you can't remember that, don't worry about it. Head on over to the website. It'll be available for you because I don't really want to just spell it out right now at the end of this show. And you know, you have my many social media platforms to just kind of jump into the inbox and just kind of, you know, let me know what you want my perspective on. So that's how we can move around with that. But again, we got another good sister that just wants some feedback, okay? Again, she's already made up her mind, so let's just get into it because you know it's gonna take me about an hour to put on these glasses, but I hope you guys are doing amazing. How are you doing? Yes! And I noticed that some of you have kind of commented, you know, on the side about the new look. Yes, this is the new look for Diva Speaks Relationships, okay? Sometimes you just got to kind of move it on up and step it on up. When the coins are there, you got to make it happen. Amen? Amen. All right. But thank you. I thank you for the compliments. I thank you for the acknowledgement of the show's new branding and new look, okay? But let's get into this letter. Hey, good sis! Yes, okay. You know, I struggle with these glasses, this hair, these lashes for the show, but I am going to make it do what to do. How you like those glasses, okay? Compliments to Boo Glam. But anyway, let's get into this letter, guys. All right, so this good sis says, where the caption is, my brand new boyfriend went on vacation with his ex-wife. You heard me. I know who you're thinking about, the Smiths. My brand new boyfriend went on vacation with his ex-wife. Okay, so I'm about to read the letter now that you know what we are about to talk about. The man I've been seeing for 5 months just went on vacation with his ex-wife and kids. The ex lives across the country. And he told me initially that he was bringing the kids, ages 13 and 18, to visit her, but doing his own thing while there, visiting a friend and going skiing. Last week, he mentions that the ex-wife is going skiing with him, the kids. Then yesterday, he told me that he had dinner reservations with her that evening. I emotionally shut down and told him I feel hurt, misled, and pushed aside. I asked him not to contact me until he's back from the trip. I'll break up with him then. I love him, and he tells me he loves me every day. When it's good, it's good. All right, girl. Okay, girl. I'm gonna repeat that. She said, when it's good, it's good. All right. But this crosses a hard line for me. I'm devastated, but I need to exit this relationship. I am writing because I do want your feedback and an alternative perspective, as well as moral support. Ooh, okay. So to do a little recap of our good sis's letter, she's been dating this guy for 5 months. This guy has been married before. He's divorced. He's divorced with two kids. His kids are ages 13 and 18 years of age. Now, while he was responsible and upfront with communicating his plans about the trip and what he planned to do and where he planned to stay and who he planned to see, initially, as things progressed with the trip, changes were made. So it went from him going on vacation with his kids, ages 13 and 18, to then the ex-wife joining him and the kids on the slopes. They went skiing. From there, he then communicates with his brand new girlfriend of 5 months that he had dinner reservations with his ex-wife. And from that point, our good sis said, you know what? Don't call me until you get back from the trip. She expressed her feelings to him. She told him she was hurt. She told him she felt this and that. And she immediately ceased the communication and preferred that they talk once he got back from the trip. She plans on dumping him. Well, I just want to say bravo to you, good sis. Bravo to you. And let me tell you why. I commend you. I commend you for being in love with the guy, willing to initially accept his situation, but understanding that during the process, he did something that you describe as he crosses a hard line. That means this was a deal breaker for you. You didn't sugarcoat it. You didn't second guess yourself in those moments. You knew what you had to do, and now you're about to make it happen. I also want to highlight and point out that I'm very proud of you for communicating with him, not only your feelings, but drawing a line in the sand and saying, I don't want to talk to you until you get back. Because you know what? I recognize that as being things that were going to trigger you and have you in an emotional state all the while he was on vacation, which is unhealthy. Bravo to you, sis. Bravo to you, because you know what? That's how you do it. This is how it's supposed to be done. Now, I know I haven't dated in a while. I've been married for a few years now and on my second marriage. But if I was dating, this is the way it needs to be done. I don't care how in love with you I am. When you cross a hard line, when you perform one of those acts that I deem as a deal breaker, it's time for me to leave. And I applaud you for that. Instead of trying to change his situation, trying to change his mind, trying to alter his plans, or try to vilify the ex-wife. There's no need to do any of that. Once you understood what you needed to do, you did that. You made up your mind. That's what I'm saying, because he hasn't gotten back from vacation yet. But let me just also point out the relationship between you and your brand new boyfriend is very fresh. You're only 5 months in, and I don't feel like you've wasted a lot of time in this particular relationship. 5 months is fairly fresh. And along the way, you've discovered that he is very much involved in the life of his ex-wife, because they have children together. 13 and 18, I'm kind of side-eyeing that, because those are children of a particular, these are teenagers. These are not children that are 5 and 8 or 10 and, you know, 12 or 2 and 5. We're talking about teenagers. So the importance of her joining him and the kids on the family vacation is questionable to me. I've never had that type of relationship. The only relationship that I have a point of reference to. I don't even know these people personally. I'm talking about Jada Pinkett and Will Smith. I know that according to, I guess, tabloids. No, I think they've mentioned it on Jada's Red Table discussions. I think they talked about it before, where Will does go on vacations with his first wife, Cherie, and their child together. I will just tell you that I would never be comfortable in a situation like that. That's just not me. It doesn't mean anything other than I wouldn't be comfortable in a situation like that, and neither are you. So we are connecting, sis. And when those type of situations come up and you're uncomfortable, it's best to exit, because you can't change grown people and you can't change the relationship between those two people. Those two people were married, they have a relationship. Whether they're married or not, they still have some type or form of a relationship. You know, they still have these children together, and I'm sure that they probably still have the mindset of, the children didn't ask for this. We chose each other. We created a family, and even though we're not together, we still want to present a solid family unit for the sake of our children. And there is nothing wrong with that. But it would be something wrong with it if you tried to stay in the relationship with him and be non-accepting of the family that he created with her and how they chose to move forward with their lives and their children. And again, I commend you for your decision, because not everybody is cut out like that. It does not say anything bad about you. It doesn't say anything about your security or your confidence. It simply speaks to what you want for yourself, what you are willing to tolerate and put up with, and what you know that you can't. This would be triggering for some women. It would be, because you went from her joining you and the children on the slopes to now the two of you are having dinner and you have reservations with one another at a restaurant in the evening, which to me signifies date night. And anytime you have two people like that that have history together and they are, you know, they have the type of relationship where they can take vacations together and they're willing to take their activities outside of the family scope. Now you've left the children at home and now it's just the two of us together having dinner at a nice little cozy restaurant. I don't know how many people would not feel some type of way about that, because to me personally, that does signify there may be an opportunity for the two of you to reconnect. You may be considering reconciling with her. This may conjure up those old emotions and feelings. And there's nothing wrong with that either. I'm just saying, I support you in your decision to walk away, because this is not something that you're willing to deal with, or you may not be able to deal with. However, whatever, you're not wrong. And it says a lot about you as a woman. Girl, let me give you your flowers right now. It says a lot about you as a woman, the way you're handling it. I want to pay special attention to the way that you are handling it, because when the information was disclosed to you, I'm going to give him his flowers too. When the information was disclosed to you that the plans were constantly changing and he's communicating the changes to you as they are happening, so he's not a bad guy at all. You chose to let him know how you were feeling. And then you asked him not to contact you anymore until he got back. You know, that says to me the type of woman that you are, that you're being considerate of his feelings and his state of mind while he's trying to enjoy himself on a family vacation with his kids. You didn't want to strike up an argument or put him in a bad mood or create an issue for this man that you say you love, and you're expressing your love by how you chose to handle it. I love you for that. And I don't even know you. I love you for that. You did that. You're a classy lady. And I respect that. And I hope that after you have the conversation with him and you choose to break things off when he gets back, that he remembers that you're the type of woman that cared about him to the point that even though you didn't agree with how things were going and the alone time with his ex-wife, you silenced him. You silenced yourself and you silence the conversation and you prefer to talk to him one-on-one, face-to-face, once he got back from vacation. That says a lot about you. Real love is out there waiting on you, good sis. Real love in a good man with, you know, not so much of a delicate situation is awaiting you out there. And let me remind you, when you're having the conversation with him, he seems like a stand-up guy. There may be a door still left open over there in his current situation with the ex-wife. We don't know, but it would make a lot of people uncomfortable. You know, you went from going on vacation to enjoy your kids to now the wife is joining you on the activities. And from that, you and her are having dinner and you've made reservations later on that night. So, you know what? I want to point out that he's the type of man that communicated to you along the way what was happening. He didn't have to. You know, a lot of guys will probably lie about it and, you know, choose to hide it and, you know, do things behind your back. But this guy didn't. So whatever you decide to do, I don't want you to get bitter about it. And I don't want you to second guess your choices. You chose a pretty good guy. You did. You chose a pretty good guy because this guy is not doing anything behind your back. He's been very open. You've been informed every step of the way. And I love that. So never second guess yourself. So far, you're doing pretty good. And I would say, I don't want to put any salt in your wounds, but he must be a pretty good guy because the ex-wife is still hanging around. The ex-wife is still willing to join him and their children who are of a particular age. She wants to accompany them on the family vacation. And she's even willing to have dinner with him after hours without the children. That says to me, without really knowing what their situation is, he must be a pretty good guy. And they may still be entertaining one another, or he can't be that bad because she's willing to entertain him. So again, bravo to you, good sis. You know what? This just wasn't for you. And not everything will be. This just wasn't for you. You knew what you wanted. You know what you're willing to accept. You understand that this crossed a hard line for you and you were unwilling to be in and you are not willing to accept that. And I love it again that you are not willing to create an issue for him, his kids, or his ex-wife. You're just willing to remove yourself out of the picture. And I think there is a lot of people that can learn from the example that you unknowingly have set. You have set the bar for yourself. You have done a wonderful job. And I hope, again, when he looks back after you broke up with him, the type of classy woman, okay, that you are and how you handled it and how you allowed yourself to feel what you needed to feel, but not dump on him and ruin his mood while he was on vacation, you know, with his ex-wife and his kids. Okay, so, you know, if you're just not tuning in, our good sis, you know, brand new boyfriend just went on vacation with the ex-wife and the children. And, you know, it wasn't supposed to start out that way. It wasn't that way when he left, but when he got down there, things changed and they kept changing. And our good sis said, you know what? Wait a minute. He done crossed the line. This is a deal breaker. I'm not willing to put up with this. I love him. I know that I just don't want this for myself. I'm going to just break up with him when he get back. And she told him, just, you know what? I don't want to talk to you while you're on vacation. You know, hit me up when you get back in town. And I love her for that. And I respect her for that. And these are the type of women that, you know what? You will eventually get the guy that your heart desires. That type of mindset and the way that you chose to handle it, it forces you to have the love of your life at some point. So, you know, that was, you know, today's Talk That Talk edition of Diva Speaks Relationships, you guys. I hope this has helped somebody. Again, because the only people I know that have ever done this is the Smiths. And these are famous people. I don't even know these people. And I don't want to judge them either. If it works, it works. You know, if it works, it works. However your family dynamic is. But if one of you are single and then the other moves on or whatever, the new person has to be willing to accept the current arrangement that you and your family have set in place. They have to understand that coming into that type of situation, that this is a family that was created prior to you. And if you're not willing to accept that, maybe we're not a good fit. And this is the type of woman that was on the receiving end of that. And she realized, this is not going to be a good fit for me because this crosses, you know, a hard line. Those are her specific words in the letter. So again, not everybody is able to deal with that type of situation, you know? That's all I got. So if you've enjoyed today's edition of Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships, make sure that you, okay, find me on Amazon Fire TV, the Diva Speaks Relationships TV channel. I have my own channel on Roku television. Make sure that you add my channel on your Roku device. Make sure that you watch my talk show, the Diva Speaks Relationships. Wait a minute. Talk show. Okay, there you go. You see it? Wait a minute. Over here, the Diva Speaks Relationships talk show comes on every second and fourth Friday of the month at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Spectrum Cable Channel 21, AT&T U-verse Channel 99, if you're in the Carolinas, and Access 21, live streaming from the television station's website or Access 21's Roku channel. If you don't have any of that, just try tvaccess21.com. That is the station's website. You can live stream my talk show from the website. Or, and first and foremost, you can always, and I mean always, find any show that I produce that has my name on it on the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel, okay? I know my contract is ending with the Now Television Network. That's where my Diva Speaks Relationship Ministry airs on Thursdays at 5 a.m. on their Roku channel, as well as Intel Satellite Television, 7 different channels, especially on the continent of Africa. You can catch me over there as well. But again, you can always find my content with my name, my brand, on my Roku channel. So you guys, I want you to enjoy the rest of your day. Tell friends and family members, co-workers and church members about Diva Speaks Relationships Ministry, the talk show, the website that has my resources available. You can find all of my resources on Amazon, eBay, and Etsy. And make sure that you are following me on social media. Every social media out there, you can find me, Diva Speaks Relationships. Again, my name is Angela Patari. And the Diva